Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about Mental Health America of Fredericksburg this morning. Kathleen Pesolano is here, the executive director, and Jordan Alpert is here. She deals with suicide education and is the coordinator for that. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for getting up and coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much.
Kathleen, it's good to talk to you. I was just telling you before we went on the air, a number of service organizations all throughout the spring and summer, whenever I talk to them, will say, have you talked to Kathleen? Have you found out what mental health, you know, have you talked to Mental Health America? We're doing that this morning. You and I talked a little bit by phone a few months ago. This is a real, what a busy time. I know for you and just the issues we'll get into this morning. This is a tough time for a lot of people.
It is. And you kind of expected that while we were shelter in place and in quarantine that, you know, times would have been tougher and that people would have been reaching out. But people were kind of just, you know, huddled in. Now we are getting more and more calls and they're more and more intense and their needs are just greater. And, you know, we have parents reaching out for their parents. We have, you know, they're calling for their children. It's just no one knows what to do. And these are individuals who have never struggled before. So this experience for them, they don't know what to do or how to get help.
Isn't that interesting? They have, you know, this is the kind of thing I think for anybody when you have to start dealing with mental health. It's something so new, and you think, well, I'll be able to handle this situation, whether it's personally or a family member, and it's tough.
It is, and it's always changing, you know, and we're really surprised by how much our own routines that we've created and our own supports and our normal ways of handling difficult things. And when that all goes out the window, you know, we don't know what else to do to replace it. We don't know how to then, you know, kind of self-soothe and make it better. So those are the individuals that are calling us now and you know, checking in with us and asking, you know, for help.
Mental Health America Fredericksburg has been around for a while, and you look at the situation we're in today, we should all be grateful for that, that you're well-established and just have so many programs going on in the community.
We are celebrating our 65th year, which is amazing, and it's kind of funny because sometimes we are still the best-kept secret. Unfortunately, that's still sometimes when we have conversations about mental illness or, you know, crises or, you know, any of that, you know, people don't talk about, you know, what their experiences or talk about what's happened. It's very private. And so every time we help somebody, I'm like, feel free to let people know that we can help them too. You know, this is not secret.
Yeah.
You know, so please share it. So
you've been in your position here now, what, a little over a year? Is it that how long you've been here?
A little over a year, yes. It was about this time last year when we first met.
That's
at
what I
our getting ready for our another day walk.
Well, and I did think in thinking about your position here, it, at least timing wise, you've been here at least a little bit, but for any agency right now, these are all new waters.
It absolutely is. And that's kind of one of those amazing things about the Fredericksburg area. And as you mentioned earlier about community partners, we all help each other out. You know, we've been on a lot of executive director kind of conversations, and it's across the board about the struggles that each of us are having, creative ways that people have approached it. So everybody's kind of sharing in that because we know in order to, you know, keep Fredericksburg strong, you know, we need to help each other out and help so that we can help our community. So it's a very supportive, and that's greatly appreciated for somebody who has only been here 1 year, getting from the expertise of other people that have been here for a lot longer.
Yeah, no, it is amazing when once you get to know a lot of you that you do all work together and all look out for each other and know each organization's strengths.
Absolutely.
Because you're good at what you do and others are good at what they do.
Absolutely, and that's the great part is that you know who you're sending somebody to. You know what that process looks like. You know what kind of help that they'll get or what support that they can get there. So that's all hugely beneficial.
Jordan Alpert, what a time for you to be involved in all of this.
I know. Yeah, it's definitely something that I think we don't think about a lot as far as, you know, suicide prevention and mental health, because it's not something that's really thrusted upon us every day. But now that, like Kathleen was saying, you know, we've had time to kind of like really focus on what is going on in our lives, and we don't have those things that keep us busy from taking time to think about those things. And so I think a lot of right now is it's important to talk about, you know, what do we need to look for in our neighbors that we may not have seen previously, because they always seem so happy. They're always doing something. You know, a lot of times when in the quiet moments is where everything seems to hit us the most. So I think right now everybody is experiencing that. So it's wonderful that we're able to have a conversation that is a little bit broader than just going into the schools and things like that. So I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, and what a great point that so often you'll say to somebody, you'll say to a neighbor, you'll say to a friend, you know, how are things going? Oh, you know, I'm all right. And sometimes I guess you can you may know that they're not all right, or you may suspect. And so, I mean, it's probably a good that's even though they say they're all right, maybe to probe a little further.
Right. And Kathleen and I, we've talked about this previously, that, you know, sometimes OK is just kind of the pass in conversation. But it's really up to you, especially somebody that you care about and know really well, to say, look, hey, I know you're not all right. There's something going on. What can we do? Like, how can I be here for you today? And sometimes that looks like just asking that question. Sometimes that's all that they needed, is somebody to recognize that. And then sometimes they need more from you as far as maybe help finding resources. And that's one really great thing about Mental Health America, is we have such a giant list of resources, and we're able to really connect people to where they need to be. So
if someone needs information, what's the best way what's the best way to get a hold of you, or some of the ways to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So they can call our phone number, 540-371-2704. They can also go to our website. There's a contact form on the website that they can fill out and have somebody call them back. They can also check out our online database. It's available 24/7. And, you know, kind of look through their own searches. We usually have individuals do that, and then they call us back because they want more details, mm-hmm. or they want somebody to help them understand the process. Because it's not intuitive. Like, we all know we go to a primary care doctor, and then they might refer us to a specialist and we move on.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a mental health condition, you know, do I talk to a primary care? Do I go to an urgent care? Who does what? And that's where we really help people, because sometimes people get appointments and they show up and they don't get what they wanted. They're like, but I wanted to talk to somebody, and they saw me for 10 minutes and they asked me what medication I thought might help me. And that's not what I wanted. And I said, well, that was the purpose of the doctor you went to. So we really are about, because resources are limited. And so we want to make sure that you're getting help quickly, and that it's the right kind of help for you where you're at.
Absolutely. And I do just want to add that along with seeking that help, it's also knowing that there's not a one-size-fits-all for a clinician or any kind of practitioner, that sometimes it does take a little trial and error, because you may not always mesh right away. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's so great, is we have such a list where we can try and connect people to people that might fit them better, and, you know, kind of mirror them a little bit, and they can identify with.
That would be frustrating to go in and have expectations of, this is what I'm expecting, and you don't get that.
Right. I mean, you walk out feeling worse than you did before.
Yeah.
Because in sharing your story, I mean, that's overwhelming. That's very exposing. Mm-hmm. And it's private stuff. And usually they're so ready. And now you're kind of being told that you have to go make an appointment a month or two down the road and tell the story again. You know, you kind of feel, you know, it's not, is it worth my effort? I didn't get help now. It may not be worth, maybe I just have to always feel this way. And that's, we're all about, don't suffer in silence. There is help.
There is help. Mental Health America Fredericksburg, our focus this morning. Kathleen Pesolano is here along with Jordan Alpert. MHAFred.org, the website, or you can call 371-2704. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Mental Health America Fredericksburg, our focus this morning. Kathleen Pesolano and Jordan Alpert here from Mental Health America of Fredericksburg. MHAFred.org, the website, if you want to look at, they do so many things, and we'll just really scratch the surface this morning. And over the next, over the months, we'll get into some of the things that they talk about on the show. Jordan, as far as, you know, we were talking just a second ago about, you know, talking to people and, you know, hearing that, I'm fine. Whether it's a family member or maybe somebody who works in a cubicle or used to work in a cubicle next to you, or, you know, a neighbor, what are some of the signs to look for?
So there are quite a few warning signs. One of the ones that kind of throws everybody off right now anyways is the isolation. That self-isolation there, because we kind of have to do that anyways for social distancing purposes. But something that Kathleen brought up is just sleeping like way too much, because that's a lot of times what people do, so they don't have to really expend any kind of energy, because depression itself takes over every aspect of your life. Sometimes it's to the point where it's so hard to even just get up to take a shower. And so looking at that, or just feeling like, you know, hey, my significant other seems a little bit more anxious. They seem easily agitated. It's small things, and it's not like if it happens just once or twice, but if it's a consistent thing that you're starting to notice, and really taking the time to kind of point out those things to your, the person that you're concerned about, saying, look, I see you doing, you know, I see you sleeping too much, or I see that, you know, things are really bothering you a lot more lately. What can I do to help? How can I be there for you? And then just really another thing is talking about, you know, everything seems so bleak. There's no hope. And it really could eventually come down to them talking about not really seeing a future for themselves, and wanting to die. And those are all things that, you know, it doesn't come out of nowhere. There are signs. You really have to pay attention to those you care about.
Well, and in these times now, especially, so many things are every day now. Really since March almost. At least weekly, something changes, and people, we're all affected in some way, and are kind of anxious about things.
Right. And it's really important to, while we're thinking about this as adults, but to pay attention to the teens and the children in our lives too, because just as our worlds are changing, their worlds are so uncertain right now with the way that school is changing and looking like for them, not being able to see friends, and not really having that consistency that our kids need to be really well-rounded and feel supported. So that's something that we need to look at too, is your teen withdrawing even more than they normally would? Does your child, you know, kind of, are they having some issues, you know, listening and behaving? You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that your child is thinking about harming themselves, but it's just something to, you know, follow up on and make sure that, you know, you are supporting them, just because they need it, just like we need it right now. And so that's really important.
But it's good. It's these are good things to at least just have an idea about, because like you say, it's schools. I mean, I know a lot of kids and teachers right now, as school boards over the last few weeks have been making the decisions, have really been tense and upset and are really concerned. And Some of these things to look for are a good thing to know about and be, you know, be aware of some strategies.
Yeah, for sure. Even, you know, I live in King George, so we thought that schools were going to start on the 10th of August, and now we were just told they were going to start on the 17th, and then we're not even going back to school until the middle of October, which are all good things, you know, in the long run, because we're keeping everybody safe. But it's just, that was something that just kind of came out of nowhere. It felt like we just didn't know. And so I think a lot of the not knowing is making it difficult too. So again, that's why I say it's really important to have that conversation, especially with your teenagers, because because they have more of a grasp of what's going on. And we don't want them to feel alone in this and kind of catastrophize on their own. It's better to have that conversation with them and make them feel involved in as much as you can and as safely as you can.
Well, and one of the things, and really I have learned this over the years from Mental Health America of Fredericksburg, is just the number of teens, not only around here nationwide, but around here. I know there's a significant number of teenagers who do deal with depression.
Yeah.
And you throw all this into it.
Absolutely. And so that's something, that's why we go into the schools. That's why I'm a suicide prevention education coordinator. We go into the schools to present this information. And that it's not only talking about specifically suicide, but it's talking about knowing the warning signs and being able to recognize them for yourself and for maybe a classmate that you don't think would otherwise be willing to get the help. But we've found that a lot of times after we present, you know, kids do reflect and say that, hey, yeah, I would be willing to go and get help for myself. And we do have some students that do actually reach out at the end of the class saying, you know, is it normal to feel sad all the time? Is it normal to cry all the time? And those are just, those are real instances that our students fill out at the end of everything, and because those are all anonymous, so we're not going to call them out, but we're going to see it and then we're going to try and connect them, you know. And that's why it's important when we're in the schools, it's important to have somebody there, like a counselor or something, that we can help connect them right away. We don't want to leave anybody high and dry. We're going to be there every step of the way to make sure they're connected to who can help them best at that point. And Kathleen has a really good story about how, I think last year.
We were at a community event at one of the local high schools, and we actually had a student walk up at it. And, you know, she was very polite, and she asked, she said, can I have one of the bracelets? And we hand out a Don't Suffer in Silence with the, you know, the 1-800 mm-hmm. you know, suicide hotline. And she said, you know, can I have one? And we're like, well, they're on the table. You're welcome to have it. She goes, well, I went through the program in seventh grade, and I had a bracelet from there, and I've worn it every day. And just last week it broke. And I said, wow, that's a, you know, 3 years, 4 years, that's a long time to wear it. She says, yes, but when I looked at it, it reminded me that I'm important, that my feelings are important, and I don't have to suffer. I'm not alone. And it told me how to get help. She goes, can I have two? Because there's a friend that I really think needs that message too. And it was just, you know, I was willing to give her, I would have given her everything off the table.
Right. Like, we got a box of them.
I'm like, here, I, you know, but that's, you know, to me, that was so meaningful to her. And sometimes we think, oh, it's just, you know, it's just something that's given out, you know, but it is meaningful to them to have, it's a message to them. It's a message that they're, you know, once again, not alone, that they're not weird, that they can get help, and that they deserve to be happy. So, but one of the stories that you made me think of from one of our most recent sessions that we had is we actually had a student who one of their comments was that, I think about suicide a lot, but I try not to think about it during school. And that's how they left it. And their thought really was, well, this is a school program. As long as it's not interfering with what I'm doing at school, it's okay. And so we were able to, because we picked these up prior to the end of the session, we were able to have a conversation, not, you know, not read it aloud, not anything like that, but to start having a conversation about your well-being is important in and out of school.
Yeah.
You as a person, and start having that conversation. If you're having these thoughts a lot, you know, this is a sign, and there are people who can help you. And literally before they leave that day, you know, the school counselors, the social workers at the school, they already have an appointment. They see them. And we've had parents who called us afterwards that said, thank you for being there, because when the school called me, I had no idea. And I didn't know how long they'd been suffering. And so, you know, those just get, you know, they could give you, you know, goosebumps, because you're just like, this is somebody's life who could have been a tragedy.
And that's what's got to be kind of scary right now with school out from, I mean, who knows when everyone's going to go back. And you just think that there are a lot of people out there that that are just more and more, that everything just are worrying more and more. And you do worry about that with kids.
You do, and you wouldn't expect, but I mean, I'm seeing more and more. I mean, I have college age kids, but I'm seeing other high schoolers that you know, in our neighborhood and et cetera, who are not even going out and doing those normal social things. So let's go to the grocery store, or, you know, we can be socially distanced, we can wear a mask, we can go and have dinner out in an outdoor patio. And they're choosing to stay home because they're so afraid from what they're reading, you know, and hearing through social media and through everything else, that to their thought is that I could do that and die. And so they're fearful. So then we've created a whole nother, you know, complexity to it, where things that they might have gone out and enjoyed in a safe way, they're now kind of denying themselves to even do that because they're so fearful. And so we've produced a whole new level of anxiety in a lot of our youth.
Jordan, a second ago, you asked, you know, you used a couple of examples of, I cry every day, is that mm-hmm. normal? I'm sad all the time, is that normal? I mean, I'm guessing the answers to those is that that's not.
Yeah, I mean, we all go through instances where we do feel sad and stuff like that. But the difference between being sad and being depressed is, sad is kind of an emotion that ebbs and flows. Being depressed is something, it's almost like thinking of like a sinking ship. Mm-hmm. That ship keeps sinking no matter how many, you know, times you try and take the water out with a bucket. And so being depressed is something that I think a lot of times is treated differently in the, you know, in movies and things like that. It just seems like they're moping around, and, you know, it's not, that's not what it is. It could just be, you know, something, somebody could be depressed, but they could be putting on a smile for you because they don't want to burden you mm-hmm. with what's burdening them. And so again, that's why it's important to consistently have conversations, especially with your teens right now, about, hey, what's going on? What are you seeing? How do you feel about what you're seeing on the news? You know, because we can't shelter them. You know, all of the teens that I see out have phones like a couple inches from their face. So they know what's going on, even if we tried to keep them from it. But it's really important to talk to them about what they're seeing, because they may interpret it differently because they're seeing it, again, on social media, where, you know, a lot of times our teenagers see social media as the end-all be-all for it, that this is true because I saw it on TikTok or I saw it on Instagram. But the thing is we need to go in and be that support for them and say, look, what you're seeing, this is what's, you know, going on. This is what you're seeing, and here are the differences. But ultimately, just having those conversations with your teens will make them more comfortable having those tougher conversations down the road. So it's almost like planting a seed, and just them knowing that you can be there for them without judgment. And I think that's a really big thing.
Jordan Alpert is here along with Kathleen Pesolano, Mental Health America of Fredericksburg, 371-2704, mhafred.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will continue. It is now 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Mental Health America, Fredericksburg, our focus this morning. Kathleen Pesolano and Jordan Alpert here. Great stuff. Jordan, before we move on, we were talking about warning signs and things to look at. What happens next? Or is it best to, you know, use Mental Health America, Fredericksburg as a resource?
Or, absolutely.
What do we do?
Absolutely. So we have a helpline. Try and look at that as some way to connect people to mental health services and resources in our local area. So I think Marie typically runs our helpline.
She does. Yes, she's our coordinator. And what happens is that when you call in, they really are looking at what's going on, kind of really trying to help you to understand what options there are out there, what that will look like, that experience. Sometimes parents just call because they need a process. Sometimes parents call us because they've been told by a professional, you know, your child needs to go inpatient. They need to go, you know, to Snowden or Spotsy Regional mm-hmm. or elsewhere. And so sometimes we'll have that conversation with the parent 7 or 8 times in a row because they need to process. It's a hard decision to take your child and leave them somewhere for help. And so, you know, they'll call and then they process, well, what will happen when I walk in the door? Okay, what can I take? You know, and they keep calling back until we get that tearful call at the end where it's, I drop them off. I'm in the parking lot. What do I do now? You know, and so we're working with them through that whole process. The wonderful thing besides getting help through the helpline is that we do follow up. So we follow up with them and check in on them, you know, because sometimes there's a new challenge that's come up or there's mm-hmm. a barrier. You know, I thought I could go and get help here, but, you know, we don't have transportation. How do we get there then? Or how do we, you know, my wife needs a caretaker. What do we do now? And so we help them to kind of find resources then for the new challenges. And we do this all along until they get safely and permanently connected to a professional. So right now with COVID, I don't know if it's the ebb and flow or if it's just an overwhelm for mental health providers, but we have a lot of providers who are retiring. And we have actually even clinics that, you know, that have been servicing, you know, our families and stuff that are, you know, that are closing and stuff. And some of these are as far as Northern Virginia or Richmond, but individuals, that's where they receive services. And they call us and they say, well, we're closing it, you know, in 2 weeks, you know, we're going to have X number of families that from your area that now need to find a new psychiatrist. They need to find a new counselor. Hmm. They need to find, you know, to do, you know, testing evaluations with somebody else. Help, you know, which, yeah. I mean, we appreciate because sometimes literally we are a message on people's answering machine after the fact. And they're like, I'm retired. Call them for help. So we like a little forewarning so that we can start trying to, you know, figure out what's happening, help to find, you know, providers for TRICARE and for Medicaid and Medicare and other private insurances. So, you know, we really are that conduit, but we're that ongoing kind of connection to them, which is always confusing because with our name, Mental Health America, Fredericksburg, people assume that we're clinical, that we have psychiatrists and we have yeah. counselors and psychologists on staff. So when we help them to know what we actually do, you know, it kind of makes sense that we are kind of filling in those gaps where people fall through the safety network. And those are the services that we can provide for them. So that is our helpline. So people can reach out to that, whether they have questions, whether they know what resources they want, whether they don't know what they want, whether they just need to talk. So we do have people right now who just talk. You know, they call and talk and just want to kind of process things through. You know, we have our senior visitors program, which, you know, is working with lonely and isolated seniors, which the group, the population has increased.
Because right now,
even individuals that were very active mm-hmm. and were able to be very participatory, you know, really haven't been able to because of COVID and because of fear, you know, of catching it. So, you know, helping them to get their needs met. Some right now it's basic needs, but also that need for companionship. I know when I was sheltering in place, luckily I had family members, but if I was alone, I can't even imagine if my only outlet was, you know, a call or something a day or watching TV. You know, so how do we give them that connection to other people? We need that. So, you know, that program has obviously been super active and, you know, is definitely a resource also for those in the community that may need to, to have that extra help in that area. And they can call that same number, the 371-2704, and to ask for more information about that service too.
And what a challenge. I'm sure these times are really a challenge for you because it's so much of what you do, I guess, would probably be stronger if it can be face-to-face, but right now, in most cases, it can't be.
Absolutely. I mean, we used to have a lot of individuals who'd walk through the door.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's not happening. I mean, although lately it seems like it's the tide is changing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think people like the options that they can be a little distant because it is such a private thing that they can call and they can call multiple times, that they can, you know, send an email, right, and kind of be very concise because maybe they feel like they can't be. that we are accessible in so many other ways, even if it's not face-to-face. So, you know, we would love to be out and have community events and health fairs and be out, because I think that's where you meet people who are looking for certain types of help that maybe they wouldn't normally pick up the phone. And if you're there, you're able to right away help them. And we literally do that. Usually, I mean, a helpline coordinator, Marie, comes with us to health fairs. And that's mm-hmm. because I can talk to you at the booth. But if you have a very specific question about, I have this Medicaid, you know, insurance, and I don't know how to access this, and what services can I get, and who will do that, she sits down with you and talks through that, and will walk through and help you to make sure that you are getting help.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously that is very different, that we aren't able to see people face to face at these events, but we're really hoping, you know, things
soon.
Yes.
Yes.
But hoping soon.
I think we all are. Jordan Alpert, I would guess that with especially like we mentioned with so many decisions being made now with school, this is probably a time that parents do need to kind of be on alert and be paying attention to how their kids are reacting and sort of talk these things out. And because everybody is anxious, parents and kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that, you know, we can kind of help with too. We have a Live Life, Love Life teen support group that's opening up in September. It's going to be totally virtual. So that's something that's really great. But it's open to teens who struggle with anxiety, who are depressed and stressed and would like to kind of make changes. And the content is derived from acceptance and commitment therapy. And that's run by two physicians, or clinicians rather. So that's at the Wellspring.
Right, but they would contact us to register for that program and find out more details. It is a small group, but what we've noticed is that it helps, because most times in these groups, you don't have peers from your own circle. They're from other places, and it really helps you to see that you're not, once again, you're not alone. It's not just you.
Yep.
You have somebody else who maybe might be more vocal about what they're experiencing, and you're able to listen and say, wow, that's how I feel. You put into words how I feel. And then they learn strategies of how to cope. You know, so they might learn how to breathe through when they're having a panic attack. They might learn how to reframe those negative thoughts and that idea that they're, you know, the personal audience, everybody's watching them. You know, that idea of accepting imperfection, right? We all make mistakes. It's okay. How do we let that go? And particularly with teens, this is helpful because, remember, as adults, we have so many life experiences that really help us to say, you know, you thought that was bad.
Yeah.
I know. You know what I mean?
Right.
But in their experiences, in their world, which is now shrunk even smaller, you know, to them, it's all. It's everything. And that's their reality. And so having that additional support and that outlet to have people talk to that have similar experiences, but also to learn new skills, I mean, that's going to empower them as they go through their day, as they go through the next, what happens next, what the new normal is. So, you know, it has so much more importance and value, I think, even at this point in time, even though it is virtual.
Yeah.
But then again, teens, you know, social media, technology.
They're into it.
Yeah, it is. It's not a, you know, it's probably not as big of a deal as we might think in wanting to be in person. But absolutely, that group is, you know, currently registering, and if people are interested, they can contact us or go to our website for more information.
We're talking about Mental Health America Fredericksburg this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Kathleen Pesolano here. Jordan Alpert is here. The Walk to Stop Suicide, a little bit different this year because of everything going on.
It is a little bit, but it is equally, if not more important, I think, this year. So our Another Day Walk has gone virtual. It will begin on September 5th, Saturday, September 5th, and will run through Saturday, September 12th. It is, you can either do 1 mile or feel free to run, walk a 5K. We are currently registering individuals for it. Our message is to be the voice, so stop suicide. So to speak up for others that may not feel like they can. We've always said at Another Day Walk that, you know, a lot of people come out because they walk in memory of loved ones that they've lost. Mm-hmm. They silently are supporting others that, you know, maybe it's a new loss to them, that they're not alone. But they also stand up to say, I don't want anybody else to have to experience this. So what can we do? And so at the same time, they're honoring the life lived, not the choice at the end. but they're also trying to make a difference in other people's lives. So right now, it's even more important. The funds raised from Another Day are entirely used. That's what supports our suicide prevention education program in schools here. And also, you know, in the community, in the things that we do with other partnering agency and other and youth that we can reach anywhere. So it's equally important. But the information is all out on our website. Check it out. But, you know, I ask everybody to stand up for suicide prevention, to say that, you know, one life is too many to lose. So to come together as a community, as always, even if it has to be virtually right now.
Yeah. Well, and it just financially, it does mean a lot. I mean, to have these programs and to have you here. I mean, this is a jewel in the community. And the fundraising is a little bit different this year. But like you say, it's even more important this year, just with what you have dealt with and what's ahead. We don't know.
Right. We don't know. And we've kind of gone, you know, full steam ahead. This summer, we added additional hours. In the spring, we added additional hours for, like, our helpline and for other services because we knew there a need was there, you know, and we kind of always know that in the end, our community comes together to support. All of our programming is free, so it doesn't matter. You know, we don't ask you, you know, what your income level is, what your insurance is. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. They're all free, and we help you the same and to the best of our ability. For each person, but that requires that we are, you know, that we do raise funds in the community, that our community comes out and supports us. So absolutely, we would love everybody to come out and walk to support our suicide prevention education and to think about it more than once a year. And that's why this year, instead of doing T-shirts, which are fun to walk together as teams, mm-hmm. we've done a window cling decal, which we hope people and businesses will put up in their windows, you know, which does say "Be the voice, stop suicide," and we hope that it reminds people year long, right, all throughout the year, that this is an important message to each person, because you never know that one person that you say to, you know, "I've noticed something's not quite right," or "I'm here." You know, I'm open, you can call me, or "Here's a hotline number, you know, here, I'll help you call them."
Yeah.
That's a life that could have been saved, you know, so every action, you know, has a purpose.
Again, the Another Day Walk, it's virtual this year, and it starts September 5th, and all the information at mhafred.org, and sign up and get involved. Kathleen Pesolano here, Jordan Alpert is here. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
I love Old Town Fredericksburg. The history, the beauty. Wait, what's that delicious aroma?
It's Billiken's Smokehouse, 623 Caroline Street in the heart of Old Town. You won't be able to resist the aroma. Billiken's prepares its barbecue daily, so it's always fresh, always delicious. Our smoked meats, handcrafted sandwiches, sides, and mixed signature cocktails sets us apart. Come enjoy our beautiful patio seating. Let your nose lead the way to Billiken's Smokehouse at the Chimneys.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Mental Health America, Fredericksburg, our focus this morning. Kathleen Pesolano and Jordan Alpert here from Mental Health America. mhafred.org. One of the great things, Kathleen, to come out of the pandemic is share a smile. I have seen these signs all over. I meant to tell you, next time you come in, you'll have to bring me a sign, because I just think they are the coolest thing.
They are, and in all honesty, I've delivered a lot of the signs, and I have to say that when I drive by and I know certain streets that have multiple signs on them, I smile. And I have, you know, we have people that have gotten smiles who have sent us pictures of them and their smiles. I have others that have contacted and said, "I'm going to keep it up until it falls apart." And I'm like, "Well, it probably won't for a long time, so we'll be smiling for quite a while."
Yeah.
We really came together in, you know, in April and started having conversations, because normally we have Mental Health Awareness Month, mm-hmm. is May, and we normally have our big walk, and we were like, what can we do, because, you know, everybody's isolated, they're all separate, and we really wanted this to be about, you know, kind of bringing the community together. You know, we can't have our walk, but what can we do? And this was the brainchild of one of our board members, who said, "I saw this sign." And it wasn't exactly what we ended up with, but they saw this big smiley face, and they're like, "It makes me smile."
Yeah.
And we were like, wow, that's such an idea, because that's really what we want to do. Is we can't, with our masks, people can't always see that you're smiling, right? Mm-hmm. And so we miss that connection, people just walking by each other, smiling and waving. And so the Share a Smile sign was an opportunity for somebody who may have to stay isolated or distant to send that well wish to a person. So with the signs, you are able to purchase a sign. It's a $25 donation, and you can either have us deliver them, and it says on their sent by, and it tells them who sent them, you know, this well wish. Or you can pick it up and deliver it yourself. And we've had a lot more people lately who've picked them up and taken them because they like that feeling of putting it in the yard and seeing it. When we place the sign, we take a picture of it. We send it right to you so that you know it's been delivered. You know, we've had a lot of great people who have come out. You know, we've put the sign in the yard, and I've gone back to my car, and I've watched them come out of their house, and they come and take a look at it, and then just the grin that appears on their face because they're like, oh, and they realize what it is,
yeah.
You know, and that somebody sent it to them, you know. And so it's just a cool way to spread joy in our community, and it's one smile at a time, you know, but it has a long-term effect because, like I said, you know, even as you drive down the road and you see one,
You smile.
Know. You do smile. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, it just, that's what we meant.
I can't sit here and not smile while you're talking about it. It's just so sweet. I love the idea.
It is. It is a sweet sign. It just is. It's a great thing. And in these times with so much going on, you go and you see those in the community. And it's a great, great thing. And it's a little bit of a fundraiser for you.
It is. But, I mean, for us, it really is... you know, whether you're King George, whether you're Caroline, mm-hmm. Fredericksburg, Spotsy, Stafford, we've been all over the place, you know, that you are interconnected. And that, so, you know, we have individuals who send them, you know, many places, and then they'll order their own sign for their own front yard. And I've had one person who ordered it, and they were taking it, for, you know, to family in Florida. You know, they were going to take it with them on their trip, and they wanted to share that. I've had somebody from Henrico who called us and said, can I get a bunch of them? I want to spread them out in my neighborhood. I know I'm not in your area,
yeah. But,
you know, I'll come pick them up. Can I? You know, we were like, it's all about spreading joy. Like, we, you know, that's what we're about is to that happy, you know.
How cool is that, though?
That is very cool.
That even in Henrico, it is. It's a great thing. So if people want to get signs, they just go to mhafred.org or call you up.
Absolutely. And we can get that taken care of. I love it on a really good day. Sometimes we see the order come in and I'm at the office and I'm getting ready to run out for an errand or something, take and place the sign. I'm like, it was faster than a pizza delivery. I mean, that doesn't happen all the time, but
yeah,
but it's, you know, immediate satisfaction.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
But it's fun.
Great. So if you want one of the signs, and we'll put one up on our Facebook page today to show you the sign itself. But if you see them around town, they are. It is true. You see it and you just naturally smile. And it's a great message. And in this time. And I hope you keep doing this for a long time, just because it is a good message.
We've kind of, you know, we've extended it. Originally, it was for the month of May. And then we saw kind of just how important it was, and that, you know, people who were receiving signs now were sending signs to other people. And it was kind of this trickle effect, which is really what we hoped for. We just wanted, you know, people to come together. And we felt that would boost mental health altogether, because it's all about feeling interconnected, feeling a part of something, feeling, you know, supported and cared for. And that's kind of what that whole message is somebody thought enough about me to have this delivered and placed in my yard. And it's a perpetual sign. So I drive, you know, pull out of my driveway, it's there in my front mm-hmm. yard. I come in after a bad day, it's there.
It's there.
It you know, it has a long-term, you know, effect.
Yeah, and they last a lot longer than flowers and balloons, so.
It's a good point, yes. It's very, very much so. Again, mhafred.org if you want to get information about getting a sign. If you want to talk to somebody, 371-2704 is the number. And we've got just a couple of seconds left. But, Jordan, I mean, you've brought up such good things today as far as warning signs and things like that. If you see it in kids or family members, I guess encourage them to get some help.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just important to make sure that you're having conversations again. I can't stress that enough, because sometimes it really just all it takes is somebody recognizing that, hey, they see that something's wrong with me, you know, maybe I should talk. And it doesn't mean that something is actually wrong with you, but it's just they're noticing a change. And that's important to kind of pick up on, just so that way people know that we're there for them.
MHAFRED.org, Kathleen Pestilano, Jordan Alpert, Mental Health America of Fredericksburg. Thank you both. Look forward to having you in again soon, and we will talk again. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is it. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money.